proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. We again turn our attention to the book of Daniel, starting with the 12th and final chapter. This final chapter comprised the end of the extended prophecy which began in Daniel chapter 10. The events described in Daniel 12 would occur during the last days. As such, they afford an appropriate finish to a book filled with long-range prophecies. Again, the angel Gabriel spoke to Daniel. He told the prophet that, quote, "At that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered. Everyone shall be found written in the book," unquote. This prophecy corresponded to John's statement found in the 13th chapter of the New Testament book of Revelation, namely that, quote, "There was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels," unquote. The dragon, of course, representing the devil. A time of trouble would ensue for the planet. In the Olivet Discourse, Jesus Christ described this era, quote, "For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be," unquote. Deliverance would come, but only to those written, quote, "in the book," unquote, namely those who refused to worship the image of the beast. Gabriel told Daniel that, quote, "Many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt," unquote. The use of the word "awake" suggested that the subjects of this verse would be the resurrected dead. But the context dealt with the Jewish people in Israel, not with the inhabitants of the entire earth. Thus, the ones who awoke to everlasting life would depict those Jews who remained faithful to their God, while those who awoke to shame and everlasting contempt could allude to those Jews who abandoned their faith and worshiped the Antichrist. Gabriel noted that, quote, "They that be wise shall shine as the brightness of a firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever," unquote. Those who remained faithful to God and taught others to be likewise, those who remained faithful to God would stand out like the stars in the evening sky. Gabriel asked Daniel to, quote, "shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end," unquote. Contrast this with John's testimony contained in the final chapter of the book of Revelation. There, that apostle heard a voice declare, quote, "seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand," unquote. Gabriel told Daniel that, quote, "many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased," unquote. The concept of running to and fro might refer back to a prophetic statement found in the 8th chapter of the book of Amos. Quote, "They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it," unquote. In that case, the phrase "run to and fro" would denote unsaved people endeavoring to deduce the nature of God's plan given the circumstances of their times. Perhaps the latter portion of that statement referred to a situation where people would possess a greater capacity to acquire and store information. At any rate, the warning Gabriel gave Daniel would be for the latter days, when people would suffer for having rejected God. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.